Welcome back. Rick Doan from Interfaith Social Services is here. So that must mean that the Stop the Stigma 5K road race is coming up very soon, Rick.
It sure is. A couple weeks. Yeah.
Actually, 2 weeks from tomorrow, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
April 27th.
Okay.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm great.
Thanks for coming.
I'm great.
Over.
Always good to see you.
Great to have you, as always.
Yeah.
I mentioned earlier we're going to play a little trivia with folks, so they should test their brain cells now.
A little trivia, well, because we're celebrating, it's a big year.
Yes.
This is our 50th 5K, our 50th anniversary of it. So, you know, you got to have a little trivia from 1974.
Absolutely, sure.
Yeah.
It wasn't called Stop the Stigma 50 years ago, right?
No. It was it's had different iterations over 50 years.
Right.
It's grown, but the year that it started, 1974, was a really big year for our organization. That was the year when we opened the food pantry.
Oh, okay.
And that was the year when the food pantry opened and funding was a little tight. The organization said, we need to do more to support this. We need a fundraiser. So that's when our thrift shop opened as well.
Oh, all right.
So our thrift shop and our 5K and the food pantry all started the same year.
Okay, so this is a landmark year for you.
Well, it's I didn't even know it until I was reading a book recently about food pantries. We were actually one of the first in the nation.
Is that right?
Here in Quincy.
Wow. In the nation?
In the nation.
Wow.
That the first food pantry in the whole United States only opened in 1969.
Hmm.
And so it was in Arizona.
Oh, okay.
And it was a very novel idea. And by 1976, there were only 18 food pantries in the United States. And so Quincy was one of the first ones.
Interesting. So, I mean, at that time, it was Protestant Social Service
Bureau. It was Protestant Social Service Bureau. And that's what the walk-a-thon was for a long time. And it moved around to different communities. And it was up to 10 miles.
Wow.
Lots of people remember that, I would not say with fondness. But they remember when it used to be 10 miles.
Yeah.
And then it became the South Shore Walk.
Right. Yep.
And then we rebranded as the Stop the Stigma 5K several years ago. And all the funds now support our mental health counseling center.
Okay. Did the funds originally support? Because I know Interfaith has had mental health counseling from its inception. Right?
Yeah, it's our oldest program.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, the funds used to just support all of our programs.
In general. Okay. Yeah.
So it was like we would have this walkathon, we'd have the South Shore Walk. This event every year would just be funding for the organization.
Okay.
But about 8 or 9 years ago, we said, you know, we need more support for our counseling center, and we want to raise more awareness.
Yes.
And so this is more than just a fundraiser.
It's to change the conversation about mental health, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's to help people understand that they shouldn't feel ashamed to talk about mental illness.
Right.
They shouldn't feel ashamed to talk about addiction. That these are not character flaws. They are part of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And people should feel comfortable talking about them like any other illness.
Yeah. Has the stigma stopped in your view, Rick?
No. It hasn't stopped, but
really?
We're definitely better.
Okay.
And interestingly, the one of the biggest factors that's moved everything, it was the pandemic.
Is that right?
That during the pandemic, more people were talking about this. You had more celebrities opening up about their own struggles with anxiety, depression, addiction. And when, you know, people like Ben Affleck talk about it, everyone goes, oh, okay, maybe this is just part of who we are.
Some high-profile people
put a
name to it, and folks can identify
and
say, oh, if they can talk about it in public, you know, maybe I can too.
Well, it takes courage.
Yeah.
It takes courage to stand up, but it shouldn't. You know, ideally, we should live in a society where you shouldn't have to be courageous to talk about mental illness. When somebody talks about breaking their leg, you don't call them courageous for talking about breaking their leg.
Right. You sign their cast usually.
Exactly. And that's what it should be. And that's what this 5K is. It's the community coming back together to sign people's casts.
Yes, there you go.
To say, we support you, we love you, this is part of who you are, and we support you.
Yeah. So let's talk about exactly what's going to be happening on that day.
Sure.
It's April 27th. It's still at the Kennedy Center, right?
At the Kennedy Center. The route goes up and around Squantum and back to the Kennedy Center. It's a fun day.
Mm-hmm.
We're expecting about 800 participants.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really is.
Yeah, so it's higher than last year. Each year we keep setting more records. This year, Granite Links actually just started a food truck.
Really?
And they're sending it down. It's going to be one of the first events the food truck is at.
Oh.
So people can purchase breakfast sandwiches and other, you know, some of the delicious food from Granite Links. Mm-hmm. They're a great supporter of ours, so we love.
Well, I know you have Feed the Hungry Gala there every year, so yeah, okay.
You know, but it's the sponsors that keep it going.
Yeah.
We have Arbella Insurance has been sponsoring this event and many of our programs at Interfaith for over 2 decades. And then Wolfpack Charitable, they're the lead anniversary sponsors this year.
Okay.
And then Summit Solar, Summit Energy, and Heritage Companies.
Okay.
Really great, great supporters. Heritage is actually doing a golf tournament for Interfaith in May. It's sold out, so nobody should go to the website.
Okay.
And Summit Solar, Summit Energy, gave Interfaith a whole solar system.
Oh, right.
They're saving us over $1,000 a month on electricity.
Amazing. Yeah.
And they're sponsoring the 5K and sending a team to participate.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, so we're grateful for all of our sponsors.
Still time to sign up?
Always. Okay. Definitely time to sign up, but the t-shirt deadline has passed.
Joe,
I know you're sad you missed the t-shirt deadline, but people can still go on and register.
Okay.
They just won't get a t-shirt. We do shut down registration the day or so before the event.
All right.
So if somebody went the night of or the morning of, they have waited too long.
Oh, really? Okay.
Look at the forecast on that Monday, next Monday.
Okay.
Make your final decision. And even if it's going to rain, that's even an additional motivation to make a donation. Maybe don't register, but make a donation because we need it.
Well, you can always donate regardless,
always,
right?
Always. InterfaithSocialServices.org.
Yeah. Is the event rain or shine? Seeing as you brought it up, it's rain or shine.
Yes. Yeah. It was the only year that it was up in the air was the week after the marathon bombing.
Ah, right.
Yep. Where we were one of the first events after. And we were talking with the Quincy Police Department. Is this going to happen? Should we shut it down? And it really ended up being where they caught him. And you know, it ended up being a very cathartic event.
Really?
Because people could come together after. I mean, it was, if you remember those couple days afterwards.
Yeah, sure. Well, they didn't come to a conclusion until that Thursday, I believe.
Yeah. And then we had the 5K on Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
And it just shows how long this event has been around.
Yes.
That we have those memories. We have people that have been doing this event longer than I've been alive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
You don't have to run, right?
No, you can walk.
Yes.
Absolutely walk.
Yeah, it's a stroll. You can do a stroll.
You can stroll. You can bring your pets.
Yes.
You can bring your strollers. We have a stroller drop-off.
Oh, all right.
So people can drop off the kiddos and the stroller.
Yep.
And then they go down and park at Marina Bay.
Okay.
And then we have shuttle buses that bring everybody down to the Kennedy Center.
Okay, very good. What time's registration that morning?
9
a.m., okay.
A.m.
You think?
It's earlier. We start at 8:30.
Okay.
So we start earlier. Kickoff is at 9:30.
Oh, all right.
It's on the website.
Okay.
You got me, Joe.
Oh, it's a really tough question, Rick.
Exactly.
What time?
Go to the website. All the information is on the website.
Okay. It's a 5K, so it's a little over 3 miles. So
it is.
It's very doable, right?
It is.
For most folks, you don't need to be an athlete.
Well, you don't have to be an athlete.
No.
But we hear from runners that it is a challenging course. Which, you know.
Well, Squantum is hillier than you might think. You know, think a coastal community, it's going to be flat, sandy. No, there's some pretty good hills.
It's practically an island.
Yes.
If it weren't hilly, it wouldn't be there.
That's right.
There would be no Squantum.
It'd be underwater.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. What does the event actually do for the New Directions Counseling Center?
So the Counseling Center is seeing more clients than
ever,
as most counseling centers are. And so these funds support people here in Quincy and throughout the South Shore who need help, who otherwise couldn't afford mental health treatment. Also, sometimes people are underinsured where they have insurance, but the copay is extremely high.
Yes.
Or the deductible is extremely high.
Yep.
So we offer a sliding fee scale based on income.
Okay.
So people can access the help. And we actually offer the first 4 sessions for free.
That's fantastic.
When people reach out.
Yep.
Break down those financial barriers. So that's what this funding is doing.
Okay. How much does it typically raise, Rick?
We're anticipating raising about $150,000 this year. That's our goal.
That's great.
We're not quite there yet.
Okay.
So that's why we need everybody watching and listening.
Sign up,
to
donate.
Go register and donate to get us to that $150,000 goal.
Absolutely.
The counseling center itself costs 3 times that to operate per year. So this is one of the fundraising endeavors that we have for the counseling center.
Let's play a little game.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's set the Wayback Machine.
Okay.
50 years to 1974.
1974.
Picture it.
You know, you got some amazing shopping in downtown Quincy.
Yes.
You got some Howard Johnsons still around.
Yes.
But we're doing a little bit of trivia this year.
Okay.
So, Joe, what movie won for Best Picture in 1974?
Oh, boy.
Was it The Sting, The Godfather, or... I think let's go those two. What do you think?
One of those two.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's The Godfather.
Could be.
but I don't know.
American Graffiti. That was a three.
Yeah, I don't think it would have been that one, but I could
don't
be
know,
wrong.
Because that was 1974.
Yep.
That was George Lucas's movie right before he did
before
Star Wars.
Before Star Wars, that's true. Yeah.
And that was like 1978. So was it could have been American Graffiti.
All right.
But people are going to have to come down and find out.
I was just going to ask, how do we find out?
Okay. Come down to the Kennedy Center. Also, one more piece of trivia.
Yes.
Can't have just one. What fruity snack came out in 1974?
Okay.
Popular today.
Yes.
But it debuted in 1974.
Okay.
Chewy fruity snack.
A chewy fruity, and not going to give, it's not a multiple choice?
No.
Okay.
They'll have to come down and find out.
Okay.
We also have other, just little fun signs talking about like prices, right? Like what, how much did this postage stamp cost?
Oh, ah, okay.
You know, it's looking back, it's remembering, it's important.
Yeah.
Quincy is full of history.
Oh, for sure.
And 50 years ago might not sound that long ago to many people. But this is one of the things that 50 years later, the stigma has gotten better mm-hmm. in overcoming it, mm-hmm. but it's still there. And 50 years from now, hopefully, it'll be a much different situation.
Right. So the answers are going to be at the race?
They'll be there.
Race day?
We already got the signs printed.
Okay. Okay.
They're very colorful.
All right. If folks can't go, will you put them up on your website afterwards?
Yeah, we will. That's okay. A good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Maybe we'll put them in our press release in the Quincy Sun.
There you go.
Okay.
I know you always like to mention your volunteers, so we should not neglect that.
Well, on a day like today,
yep.
when it's pouring rain out, and the line of clients is down the street waiting for our food pantry,
yeah.
and our volunteers are out there in the rain, in the wind. They're amazing people. And many of them are from Quincy, mm-hmm. and they might be watching. And so any chance we have to say thank you to our volunteers, we're going to do it.
Sure.
And encourage people to volunteer as well. We're always looking for volunteers. Not every day
okay.
is raining and windy.
Okay.
But it's amazing people coming together to help their community.
Sure. And I always like to give you the opportunity, Rick, to put out any special requests that you may need at Interfaith.
Well, I mean, donations.
Okay.
Our homelessness prevention program is, we've had to practically double that budget.
Hmm.
It's increased significantly over the last 2 years. And if people are looking to donate product, we always need kids' books.
Oh,
last
okay.
year, we gave out 16,000 kids' books through our food pantry.
Wow.
And all types of hygiene supplies, especially diaper sizes 5 and 6.
Okay. All right, that can be a financial struggle for some folks, for sure,
oh,
some
yes,
of those items. Yeah,
definitely.
And, of course, food donations, too, right?
Always, yeah. always food donations, but, you know, we really encourage diapers, feminine hygiene products. Those are the things that are a little more difficult for us to source.
Okay.
But, yeah, we welcome all types of donations, and we have an amazing thrift shop, and people should come down and donate and support it, and check out our eBay store for the thrift shop.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
And I always ask you, are you adorned in your
this
thrift shop
somebody
clothing?
Somebody printed this, but my shirt, my pants, my shoes, everything came from the bureau drawer. They get the best stuff around.
Thanks so much, Rick. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
And I'm gonna see how I did with those trivia questions.
I know. Well, if only we could Google it.
If only.
For anybody at home who can't go, Best Picture in 1974, you can look it up.
All right. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too.